They had managed to secure rental of a high-speed land speeder on arrival at Hweg Shul, so they made good time toward Keslavane. Of course, there were disadvantages to their vehicle. It had been available because it was open-topped, not the most comfortable choice in Namcharios' bitterly cold winter. Kandra was content to let Baerith pilot the thing while she huddled, wrapped in her cloak and blankets, a disposable heat pack in her lap and another at her feet. At the end of a couple of hours' travel, she was so cold she suspected she could be used to chill mixed drinks, was nauseous from the constant battering the wind had inflicted on their speeder, and was desperate to see something, anything other than the speeder interior and river-like movements of crystal dust in the wind. Following Keslavane's directional comm signal, they got within 5 kilometers of the small town and then were hailed over the speeder's comm board.
White Rock Rentals 114. This is Rainbow Securities at Keslavane. Please state your business.
Kandra and Baerith exchanged a confused look. Small towns the galaxy over tended to react to visitors by either ignoring them with a touch of hostility or directing them to the local shops and service providers. Baerith slowed their approach. With her datapad, Kandra ran a planetary network search on Rainbow Securities. She also donned her comlink headset and activated it.
Keslavane, this is White Rock 114. We're journalists following up on the theft and destruction of an airspeeder in your vicinity.
White Rock, be advised that the individual who stole the craft is still at large, believed to be nearby, and is responsible for several deaths in the vicinity. You are strongly advised to abort your visit until the area is secure. If you choose to approach the town, we'll have to assign you a security operative to make sure your vehicle doesn't fall into the killer's hands.
I see.
What Kandra didn't see was a listing anywhere in the planetary records for Rainbow Securities.
I think we need to set down here and ask our local manager how to proceed. Are we safe here?
Probably, as long as the winds keep the dust storms up. When the winds die, you might be visible to macro binoculars. At that point, if you're still here, I'd recommend you pull several kilometers back.
Thanks for the advice, Keslavane. White Rock 114 out.
She gestured to Baerith to land the speeder and kill the repulsors. They sat there for a few moments, the speeder rocking in the wind, while Kandra thought about what to do. She really didn't need to see the wreckage of the T-47. Her objective was to find Luke Skywalker, if indeed he was in the vicinity. And things were certainly adding up to a possibility that he was. Not only nearby, but being sought, a fact that had not reached the planetary news sources. If only she could get a message to him. A thought occurred to her, and startled, she straightened. Baerith grunted at her.
Back on the shuttle, Balin Horn gave us a frequency to listen to in case he needed to contact us once we got to Namcharios. Was that specific to him, or was it one the Jedi use in general?
He shrugged.
Let's find out.
She composed a brief text message.
Grandmaster Skywalker, care to trade a ride for your story? Reply this frequency.
She thought about her words, then changed Grandmaster Skywalker to Owen Lars. Satisfied, she sent the message. 2 minutes later, a reply came. Identify yourself, please.
Kandra Nilitz, Landing Zone News Net. I arrived Namcharios with Hal Scion and Jess Scion. You may remember my investigative report on black market sales of fake Bacta.
Kandra was sure he hadn't seen it. It seemed like every young reporter did a piece on black market sales of fake Bacta. But she hoped that the reference made her sound more famous than she was.
I agree to your terms.
Kandra's pulse raced. Now, at last, she might be on the verge of cracking this frustrating story.
I'll send a homing pulse at 1 minute intervals.
She set up her datapad to do exactly that, then sent the message. She looked at Baerith and sagged in relief.